Hello, John.
Yes.
Hi, John. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the pricing and the program details. I'm just going over the notes that she sent me here because you're looking for Sparta. What is the address there that you're looking for?
734.
Uh-huh.
Houses Corner Road.
Houses Corner Road. Got it. Okay. 07871.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just taking a look here. Okay. Okay. All right. Have you considered first page placement on Google for the company before?
Yeah. I don't need that much work because I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you get amorated with, you know, phone calls. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
some kind of ad I would like to start out with, if that's possible.
And you have the website, too. Let me see. Wait, no, that's not you. That's a different company. So you need the website.
Yeah, I don't have a website. Yeah.
Okay. We could do that. And then in and around Sparta, are you how far are you looking to go? Are you looking to stay fairly local, or?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Like 10, 15 miles max?
Yeah, it's a pretty dense area, so.
Okay.
I mean, we could always change it, right?
Yeah, no, you could always upgrade it. You have up to 50 miles to play with, absolutely.
That's
so,
enough. That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
I've done this before. I've been doing this a long time, so.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you sound pretty seasoned.
Yeah.
You're looking at a flat rate with the President's Day special, and then you've been in business for a long time, so. You're looking, I've got it down all the way to just $249 month to month. There's no contract. Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Okay. So, the thing is with this, it includes the website and it includes all the programming for that first page placement and anchoring there on that first page of services. And then it also includes, the Facebook ads, and that's going to give you a post locally, and it's going to allow you to specifically target the particular areas that you really want to come up in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And let me see here. The website is going to be Google compliant. It's conversion-driven, mobile optimized. So we build, host, maintain, and showcase the website on the first page of Google services. Let me see here. I was just messaging my supervisor because I'm letting him know that that price point doesn't really work for you, and we do want to help you.
Yeah.
And how you're not really into – I don't see – you don't even have a Facebook page yet, right?
No.
We can drop the Facebook ads. We could drop the Facebook ads. I can actually bring it down to $199 a month. So that's about $6 and some change a day. Would that price point work better for you?
I think that would be better, yeah.
Okay. So we can do that. He gave me an approval code for that. You'll be locked in at that flat rate. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and verify you there at the business address. We'll drop the PIN. I understand if it's a home address, then we can hide the physical address on Google and only show the city, state, and zip code, okay?
Yeah, no, I don't want my house showing here.
I understand. Most people don't, but we do like to, you know, give you the option. It's not like people are
Thank
bringing
you.
Their electrical issues to your house and your work.
Right. I just don't want people circling, you know. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
There's a lot of weirdos. There's so many weirdos. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to say that, right? We're supposed to be politically correct.
No. I don't even know what that means.
I'm with you. 150%. I am with you. Trust me.
I don't even watch the news or nothing. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Me neither. Like, seriously, I get sent.
It's all this misery, and then at the it's all this misery, and then at the end, somebody saves a puppy. You know.
You know.
It's just
Let's lead with that. Let's lead with that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's funny because at my house, we only stream what we want to watch, right? We don't watch the news.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't watch any of that. Like, we don't do any of that. Like, if we need to know about something, we go online and we look up what we need to look at, right? It's not like we're in there like searching for the news. And I just think that it creates so much negativity. And I'm going to tell you, since COVID happened, we have not watched the news like at all. And we're just perfectly fine. Our family is like perfectly fine. We're not missing anything.
Yeah. You're not missing out on anything.
You know?
Well, you know, it's undue stress. You don't need that. That fear that they throw it at us every day.
So we'll include the custom website design for you. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, John. Showcase it on the first page of services. Now, full disclosure, the spot can take a maximum of 30 to 45 days to see full placement there. Usually happens sooner. We'll send the verification out, and you'll get it in 6 to 10 days. As soon as you receive the PIN code, you're going to want to give that back to us. Your website will be up and running in 3 to 5 days. The 60-plus premium directories, the Yelp, the Yahoo, the Bing, the Yellow Pages, all that is completely up and running in 5 to 7 days. And then you're going to get tracking and reporting on the entire package as well. It includes a dashboard in addition to a downloadable app, okay?
All right.
So first things first, I'm going to be the lead on your account, point of contact for you. John, I answer my own phone. If I'm not readily available to you, you'll hear my voicemail and I'll call you back within 1 hour. Please be advised, we'll be closed tomorrow for, or not tomorrow, we're always closed Saturday, Sunday, but we're going to be closed on Monday for that holiday. The number for client support is coming back through to you. And then we're going to go ahead and include a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, John, for account purposes, is your first name spelled J-O-H-N?
Yes.
Last name?
Evers, E-V-E-R-S.
Email?
Do you have the one for the business in front of you?
I don't.
All right, it's Above and Beyond Electrical Contractors.
Mm-hmm.
I just forget how I wrote it. Yes, yeah, how would you respond? So it's AB, hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, so it's ABOVE AND. B-E-Y-O-N-D E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C.
Electric, Above and Beyond Electric at Yahoo. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. I'm going to send everything over in writing to that email address. Now tell me, what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone call?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Are you offering any emergency services?
Yeah.
Okay. And are those 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Right now I'm just doing cash and checks.
Okay.
But I was looking into getting a thing to do credit cards.
So a word to the wise, is that you can get a business PayPal for the company, and they take all major credit cards, and it's a 1.8 or 1.9 off of each transaction. I can have them going over that with you during client onboarding, okay?
That's fine.
They can walk you through that. Cash and check. Okay. Now, John, are you offering both residential and commercial services?
Yes.
Okay. Do you offer remodeling?
Yes.
Electric charging station installations?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have a business logo or do you need one?
I need one.
before and after photos? You have some?
I have a couple.
Cool. Just keep taking some. You don't have to be a professional
okay.
photographer. And you could just send them into
right.
us regularly.
No problem.
Yeah, and then we'll just keep adding them to your site. No worries, okay?
All right, sounds good.
The client onboarding. I have available appointment time for that today. We could do, I have between 1 and 2, or I have something available between 4 and 5, or 5 and 6, or 6 and 7. Which time frame would you like?
Do you have a 4 to 5?
Let me ask him if I can get one. 1 second.
It's not a 5 to 6 is fine. Five
okay.
to six is fine.
5 to 6 is good. Okay, I'm going to go because I know for a fact that I do have that one, but I still let me squeeze one once in a while if you really need that earlier time frame. But if 5 to 6 is good, I'm just going to do that one. Okay, here we go. You're going to get an email notification 1 hour before the appointment, John. You will get a text and an email reminder that's going to say, John, you know, your client interview is coming up. We're going to be calling from our 877 phone number. I will call and introduce you to your client onboarding agent as long as I am readily available. If I am on the phone like I am with you right now, then you would get the call directly from the agent, and they're going to connect with you and begin the client onboarding process, okay?
Okay.
It's just a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. They're going to verify services, keywords, radius, things like that. And then they're just going to go ahead and push the account out and get it set up. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Now I have to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first I do need to go ahead and secure the payment information. So for the card you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, or is there any middle initial?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get it.
Okay.
1 second.
Take your time.
Storming up here today.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's do you take American Express?
We do.
Okay. So the card has a lot of name on it. John J. Evers Jr.
Got it.
And then
that
underneath
is, that is a lot of name.
Above. Yeah. Above and beyond.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, got it. And then is the billing address for that Amex going to be the 734 Houses Corner?
No, that's my P.O. Box.
Okay, P.O. Box.
Yep, 5103.
Okay.
And that's in Parsippany, Parsippany, New Jersey.
Zip?
07054.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3715.
Mm-hmm.
517.
Mm-hmm.
483.
Okay.
940.
Mm-hmm.
07.
Expiration month and year?
3/24.
And the 4-digit code on the front?
7190.
I need to set a security question on the account. It's going to be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Which is?
Bronx.
Bronx? Okay.
Bronx, B-R-O-N-X.
Yep, got it. So anytime we reach out to you outside of client onboarding, John, be aware that we will ask for the security question. If anybody calls in on behalf of your company, they will be asked the security question. Okay? This is to add a form of protection.
How's it written on your end? Just Bronx, or is it Bronx, New York?
Nope, just Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, and lowercase spelling, B-R-O-N-X. We do that to make it
okay.
like more special, like so people don't, you know, like only the real person knows that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, and
okay, cool.
If we ever reach out to you and you're unsure if it's us, feel free to ask for that security question because sometimes, unfortunately, people do, you know,
okay.
They do get sneaky. Like you said, they're crazy. Now I'm going to read the voice verification. It reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Above and Beyond Electrical Contractors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John James Evers, Jr., and I'm the owner.
John, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is February 17th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 17th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of April. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, John, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, if you see on the text messages, there's going to be one that says, John J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Please click on the link I provided you.
Yes.
Perfect. Once you click on it, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything I verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. If you see an asterisk by something, it means it may or may not be included with your package or can be upgraded or added at any time of your choosing. It will obviously incur an additional cost. The Google Local Map Optimization is all-inclusive, the top 60 directories, the customized My Site, in addition to the tracking and reporting and call tracking is all-inclusive. Please scroll down to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today. Type in your first name, John, middle initial, J, last name, Evers, and then JR at the end, no periods or dots, and hit confirm signature for me.
I haven't gotten an email yet.
I should have gotten the text.
Oh.
Let me see here. Okay.
I got a text. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, go ahead and click on that. The email's just taking a second to push through.
The splash.com LSD?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's us.
Yeah, there's a couple of different emails, that's why.
Okay, I mean, so the one that you're looking for is going to be labeled. If you're in the email, you're looking for the one that's labeled initial invoice. This one is going to have the clickable link, or we did go ahead and send it over a text message, whichever way you prefer.
No, I have the text, but there's different links.
Okay, so here, let me do this. I'm going to send
which
just
link
the
link. Is it?
It's just the one that says terms and has your phone number.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Yep. I clicked it. Let's see what happens. I have a bad signal. I live on a mountain.
Okay.
So it says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm. This is everything in writing that we promised to provide for you.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. just scroll down to the bottom and then confirm your signature by typing in that series of letters and words with no periods or dots. I don't know why it's showing that the email is invalid. It's like showing that it bounces those emails back to me, but then it shows me that you actually opened them. So is there like a setting within your email? Or do you know?
Not that I know.
Okay.
Let me look. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. You didn't see any emails come through?
No. Hold on. Let me just check spam.
Should be from A. Nelson@localsplash.com.
Oh, no emails. But sometimes they take a little while.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's showing me on the back end, it's saying that there's a system error that it won't send. Let me see what the code is. Hold on. Issued an error. Remote server reply 522-3 request mail action aborted. Mailbox not found. Hmm.
You sure you got the right email?
Yeah, you said above and beyond electric@yahoo.com.
Electrical.
Electrical.
Yeah, something.
That's it. Hold on. Above and beyond electrical. Now that's showing me that it's invalid. Hold on. Make sure I spelled everything properly. It is one of those days. Above and beyond electrical at yahoo.com. Okay, let me try this way. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. Oops. Let me see if this one comes through. It's client dashboard and analytics. Because we have like a mail tracker, so it did show me that it says that it's been opened, but then the other one bounced back mailer daemon. So it's just very, very weird.
It sounds weird.
It is. It's acting very strange with the email today. Let's see. Address not found above and beyond electric@yahoo.com. So now I put in electrical. Let's see if you get that one.
Okay, I'm looking. I don't see nothing.
Okay. Hmm. Well,
like I said, it does take a while. I live on the top of a mountain, and it's a very bad signal up here.
Okay.
And our internet provider stinks also.
Okay. All right. If you could just go ahead and click the terms and conditions, certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, and then your JR at the end, that would be great. Once you do that, it's going to take you, and you hit confirm signature, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password.
So when I sign my name, no caps altogether.
No periods or dots. You can do caps. You can do it just like it's written there. John J. Evers, J.R., just no periods or dots. Yeah.
All right, I did that, and it cleared it.
Okay,
let me
did
try
you,
again.
Yeah, you got to click the box right above it as well, certifying you're the person who made the purchase today.
Oh. Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
That you're the cardholder.
Okay. Now I got it.
Perfect. Now, username and password will be sent out to you via text and via email once the client interview has been conducted later on this afternoon. I'm going to tell them to verify the email address as well. Again, I don't know. We may need to.
There you are. Amy Nelson.
You see me? Which one did it come to?
What's that?
It came to the electrical one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to resend. Okay, I'm going to resend your, it's very weird because it says that at the electric, just the electric one, it said that it was open. So it must be another company that has a similar email address and then received that information because it shows me that it was opened. But what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to go ahead and resend these emails out to you so you'll have the welcome email as well as the initial invoice, okay?
All right. Do you want me to respond back first?
Yeah, you know what? If you respond back, that would be great because then I know for a fact that it landed properly and I'm good to go. I'm just getting nervous because we send a lot of stuff over via email and a lot of communication right. That way. So I don't want you to miss anything, you know?
Yeah, all right. I just sent an email with basically saying, hello, you're
oh,
good.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Yes, I got it. And it shows me the other ones were sent successfully. Perfect. Just be on the lookout for that call from our 877 number today between 5 and 6. Okay, John?
I sure will.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed day.
You also. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.